looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Well, I am so excited about today's Encouraging Prayer because we kind of get to go back into, you know, what originally encouraged our encourager, James, to be so devout in prayer was that, you know, apparently, you know, Charles Haddon Spurgeon was like your foundational image of how to get there.
You know, he's definitely, he had such an influence, you know, his writings, what an amazing man of God. It's sometimes called the Prince of Preachers, but what a lot of people don't realize is that Charles Spurgeon credited all of his success to the power of God to answer prayer. And so I thought we'd just talk about some of his quotes on prayer today because they're powerful, and just kind of knock some of them around. I want to start with one. This isn't a direct quote, but it's a concept, and it just gives you an idea. One of the things he talked about, Robbie, was that when you have a difference with someone and you cannot persuade them, why not just pray about it? Just pray about it and go straight to God because He can go to their heart when no one else can. Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah, it really is. And something that, you know, I could almost use by the minute.
You know. Here's a direct quote. He said, "Praying is the chief matter. Praying is the end of preaching." In other words, you know, that's the very purpose of preaching, to get people to pray. "Preaching has its right use, must never be neglected, but real heart devotion is worth more than anything else." He says, "Prayer is the power which brings down God's blessing upon all our work." Oh. I love that because he just points out, you know, unless God makes it happen, man, we can't do it. Isn't that great?
Yeah, and I really love what he said, you know, that is the idea. If you know, when I think of the best sermons I ever heard, they led me to wanting to talk to God. You know, like it revealed something that I needed to actually discuss with Him, which, you know, is where really the rubber meets the road, no doubt.
Yeah, in another place he said, all through the church, the true progress is in proportion to the prayer. So he, you know, pastored the largest church in the world at the time. And the amazing thing was that, you know, whenever he could not be at the church, the thing that he told the leaders of the church was, by all means, keep up the prayer meetings. And, you know, he believed in united prayer, personal prayer. Listen to this quote. Man, I'll tell you, talk about a powerful quote for personal prayer. "Prayer is an open door which none can shut. Devils may surround you on all sides, but the way upward is always open. As long as that road is unobstructed, you will not fall into the enemy's hands." Man, I'll tell you, when I look at that quote, I think of the times when I've been pressed in my life, and it seems like the devil was coming at me from every side, but that way up, you know, it's like, beam me up, Jesus. You know? that. It's the power of God coming down into us so that we have strength for the battle.
Oh, yeah. You know, in his presence, you know, his fullness of joy in all circumstances. So especially in those when you're really, you know, hard-pressed.
Right, right. He said it another time, true prayer is always true power. Now listen to this carefully. You may not always get what you ask, but you will always have your real wants supplied. Now, what do you think he's saying there?
Yeah, I kind of figured, but he's been teaching me that for years, and I don't know if I've gotten it yet, but that, you know, what my heart is crying for is him. And though I think I need whatever that may be, what he knows that I really need is that intimacy with him.
Right. Right. And it can apply in so many ways. You know, Spurgeon once said elsewhere that, you know, God may not respond in silver, but he will in gold, basically, you know, that meaning metaphorically that God is going to give us the very best when we ask him for it.
Yeah,
now,
that.
Here's another quote about praying for others, intercessory prayer, loving others with our prayers. He says, I commend intercessory prayer because it opens man's soul, gives a healthy play to his sympathies, constrains him to feel that he is not everybody and that this wide world and this great universe were not after all made that he might be its petty lord, that everything might bend to his will and all creatures crouch at his feet. I love that. He goes on, it does him good, I say, to make him know that the cross was not uplifted alone for him, for its far-reaching arms were means to drop with blessings upon millions of the human race. And then he finishes with this, thou lean and hungry worshiper of self, this is an exercise which would make another man of thee, a man more like the Son of Man. So in other words, man, I mean, that's a scorching quote in a way, but it says, pray for others. Come on, take the focus off yourself.
You can't help but to think that, you know, he had experienced, in a way, he's referring to his own times. I have a feeling that he's experienced that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, haven't we all? You know, it's like we're in that place of, Lord, I want you to meet my needs. And then the Spirit says to you quietly, hey, what about over here? You know, how about your brother or your sister who's hurting? And man, that's so important. So important. So let's see. Here's another one about prayer meetings. This is one of my favorites. And again, it's a tough one. He says, how we ought to pray for one another. How, as often as the church meets together for prayer, should we all make it our duty to be there? I would that some of you who are absent from the prayer meeting, upon any little excuse, would reflect upon how much you rob us all.
Wow.
The prayer meeting is an invaluable institution, ministering strength to all other meetings and agencies. That's a smoker, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but, you know, he's experienced that, you know, group prayer that you guys experienced there at Peace Church.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've got to pray. The work of the church depends on it. It's absolutely vital. And so, you know, Spurgeon was a loving man, but man, he was a powerful preacher. And he just said very clearly, look, this matters so much. Another time he said in a sermon, a friend of mine said the other evening, I shall go to the lecture tonight, but I didn't go on Monday for it was only a prayer meeting. And then he said, why? That's the best service in the week. So again, that, you know, That was the driving thing for this church that he served. I know we're probably getting to the end here time-wise, Robbie, but man, you know, we can learn so much from these prayers of the past. And one of the things that he said, just a couple of things to encourage our listeners. One, unanswered petitions are not unheard. God keeps a file for our prayers. They're not blown away by the wind. They are treasured in the King's archives. So in all of this, what you see is here's a man of God who treasures prayer and how much God uses it and how much it means to us. And because it's such a powerful, important thing, oh, we ought to treasure it as well.
Yeah, well, I think it would probably be good to pray as we close. Makes sense.
Let's do it.
Jesus, thank you for...
Father, bless us.
Yes, for... You know, these people in the past that have experienced this relationship, that have passed it on to us, help us to see the joy, help us to experience prayer with one another and just meet where you would have us be in this, in prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.